Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
One danger of climate change is that it may destroy the most cherished features of our home planet, our forests, seashores, glaciers, and snow-capped mountains. Describing the features of the landscape enriches our appreciation and understanding. Learning about the geography that surrounds us connects us. It puts us into context, which is the goal of the book Home Ground, compiled by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guatney. From time to time, we take note of this miscellany of American landscape descriptions. Today, Pamela Frierson has an historical term from Hawaii, Ahupua'a.
Ahupua'a. The most important unit in the ancient Hawaiian system of land division was the Ahupua'a, a pie-shaped wedge running from a high point on the island to the coast and some distance out to sea. Since Hawaiian islands tend to have rain-carved valleys originating at central mountains and opening out toward the coast, an ahupua'a often roughly followed the contours of watersheds. The coastal boundaries were marked by an ahu, a heap of piled stones supporting a carved wooden image of a pua'a, or pig, symbol of the tribute paid annually to the paramount chief of the island by the lesser chiefs in charge of each ahupua'a. The commoners within an ahupua'a, living in extended families, held tenancy to small landholdings called ili. The ahupua'a provided the resources to sustain a community. Access to upland forests for timber, lowlands for growing crops, and fishing and gathering along a stretch of coast. This traditional system ended in 1848 when Kamehameha III was persuaded by foreigners to institute the Great Mahele, or division, which allowed land to be bought and sold. In modern times, ahupua'a holds both the traditional meaning and a broader one of environmentally responsible land use.
Writer and photographer Pamela Frierson lives on the slopes of Mauna Kea volcano on Hawaii Island. Her definition of ahupua'a comes from the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guatney.
Just ahead, why people miss out on music that's strictly for the birds. Stay with us on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.